880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business. This is Jim Freed. I've got my sidekick, Matt Gold, with me today. Matt.
Yo, what's up?
All right. We are going to have a great show for you today. We're going to do some listener emails, take some phone calls. Then we'll have Dr. David R. Williams on. He's the president of Florida Economics Consulting Group. And Dr. Williams will talk about the U.S. Economy and its position in the world and what we should expect for the end of the year and the beginning of next year. Then we're going to have Peter Cassis on. Peter is the president of PDC Technologies. And we're going to talk computer technology for your small business and your office. Then we're going to have at 5:35 executive health and wellness segment with Lila Green, MSW. She's back from her holiday. She'll be back live with us on the phone. Then we'll have Dr. Victor Franks calling in from the mountains of the Grand Tetons. And then, of course, we'll end up that segment with Matt Gold. Matt will be talking about how to prepare scrambled eggs.
Fluffy, baby, fluffy.
Yeah, and they're not just for breakfast, are they?
Not anymore.
All right, well, it's your segment. Let's do some emails. Juan, hit me.
Now, where you been, baby? You got mail.
Juan's got his fingers rolling there. All right, Matt, you're
up,
bro.
Let's get it started, baby.
Let's go. Let's get it started.
All right. Gary in Del Rey writes, I'm drowning in my bills. I make a decent living, but down from the past. What should I do?
Well, first thing you should do is realize that they're not expecting household incomes to recover until 2021 to their full level that they were before the recession. So you may start to believe that you have to deal with the way things are today. So I would suggest that the first thing you should do is downgrade your standard of living. I know that doesn't sound great, but it's something that we're all doing today. I think you'll find that just about everybody's doing that today. Secondly, you may want to keep listening to the show because starting in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a group on called True North Financial, and True North Financial will help you figure out how to address your bill situation. So stay tuned, Gary, and thanks for listening.
Sal, Miami Beach. The millionaires versus the billionaires in the NBA just disgusts me. I love the all-star run at FIU. What now?
Well, it seems like we got LeBron angling to play in the NFL. Ha, ha, ha. You got D-Wade knowing he's not going to play in the NFL. People threatening to play overseas. But what we really don't have is one intelligent person sitting in the room knowing that the only people that really matter in this whole thing are the fans. And so, yes, Saul, it's the fans, me and you, the guys that pay those insane prices to watch these schmoes run up and down the court. Unless they realize that that's who it's all about, they're going to have a big surprise. Yes, we'll all be back. Yes, we'll all enjoy it. But they'll have one less year of a career, and that's a lot of money out of their pocket.
Penny from Boca. Oh, back again?
Yeah, sorry. You want me to read this one?
You might want to read this.
All right, okay. Penny from Boca writes, hey, Matt, can scramble my eggs anytime. Well, wow, Penny.
Very nice.
Penny, I just hope they're not powdered.
Perfect.
Okay.
Larry from Miami. I need to switch industries. I'm in real estate and cannot get any traction. I've looked into marketing, medical, and other areas of real estate. I have a graduate degree, and I network.
Well, so, what you might want to do is what one of my friends recently did. They tried a business broker. And what that does is it allows you to survey the market because it's not just about the professions you see out there. There's many businesses that you can get involved with. So you may want to think about checking out a commercial business broker. Other areas that you should look into include those you mentioned. Marketing, the medical technology, and other technologies is expanding rapidly. You'll hear the guys from DataCorp on our show next week. They'll be celebrating their 10th anniversary. Hugo, high five out to you on your anniversary. And Max, you too. Now hopefully you'll bring Nitty and the rest of the crew. So we'll have the guys from DataCorp in here next week celebrating their 10th anniversary. So I think that you need to go back, maybe get a graduate degree. Those kind of opportunities, you pretty much had them down, Larry. Keep on plugging away and don't give up.
Mario from Fort Lauderdale. During the recession, I let my office tech go. Now I have a better cash flow and need to update my systems. What should I do?
Well, what you should do is you should listen to the show. A little bit later, we're going to have Peter Cassis on. He's the person that I have running my small business computers, and I think he's somebody you'd like to see operate yours too. We've got him on the show because he's great with the client. He's good hands-on, and he's great technology. In case you need software integration, that you call the DataCorp guys for.
Lydia from Tamarack. I love another fan. Look at this.
Matt, you're a sexy dude.
I don't understand. I love Matt's photo on the Facebook page. When is he doing a public appearance?
Well, Matt, we'll have to work on that. We'll have to have you set up some public appearances. We'll have to work with the station to get that going so you can get out there and see your fans.
We'll see what we can do.
All right. Who's next?
Steve from Atlanta. When's the next contest? I want to win this time.
All right, Steve. Well, the last contest was won by a dude from New York, so it doesn't mean that you have to live in Miami to be in the contest. The next contest is going to feature the Naples Beach Hotel and Club over in Naples. My good friend Mike Watkins and the rest of his team will make sure you have a stay to remember. We'll be posting that next week, so look for the contest to start next week, and it'll probably run through just before Thanksgiving.
Wow, that guy's from Atlanta. That's awesome.
No, we got listeners all across the country.
I see that. But
we have fans on the fan page from across the country. We have Twitter followers from across the country. I have people on LinkedIn from across the country. And we email regularly to people from across the country. This is a national show. What's up next?
Sam from New York.
See?
What are the best sectors of the market in South Florida, Central Florida, and other areas of the state?
Well, it's interesting that you frame your question that way because the answer is different in every part of the state. Let's just stick with South Florida to begin with. In South Florida, the hospitality industry is doing well. Multifamily rental apartments are hot and smoking. They're about to build the next wave of apartments. Actually, they'll be condos financed as apartments. Let's see. Office is starting to pick up a little bit. They're seeing some good absorption. That may be some musical chairs. We'll talk to Brian Gale a little bit later in the quarter about what he sees in the office market. Retail picking up. We're seeing some retail trades going on, and you're seeing some small businesses starting to fill those vacant retail spaces. In Orlando, I think they'll be in for a little bit longer haul. They're trying to build the biotech industry up there, but that industry has been for many years based on two pillars, the mouse and housing. Well, housing ain't going anywhere, and the mouse is advertising cut rate monthly payments on their annual pass for Florida residents, so you figure that out. Tampa, the call center of the world, I think is getting back in line. Southwest Florida, not as bad as you really think it is. Values crashed, which means there's opportunities there now. So different sectors and different markets, but industrial's always good pretty much anywhere you go because it's tough to add supply in a number in a large enough amount to really make supply and demand go out of equilibrium. What's up next?
Herman from Miami.
Hey, Herman.
All I hear is jobs, jobs, jobs. Do we really need all these low-paying jobs? How about building our community with careers and entrepreneurs and having them generate the jobs?
Well, Herman, thanks for listening to the show on a regular basis. You just really outlined my whole theme. It's really not about the low-paying jobs. I think that it's terrific that they're about to bring in a whole bunch of new developments that's going to cause us to have an uptick in construction. Hopefully those people are still here. Many of them already left the market. So we're going to have a lot of temporary construction jobs. That's wonderful. What happens when the building ends? Will the people become croupiers and dealers and fashion boutique people? And what if these casinos are built? What will that do for the surrounding neighborhoods? Will they be black holes? Will they suck in everybody? I'm not sure what to expect, but I've been to Las Vegas, and when you walk up and down the street in Las Vegas, it's not really inviting, and it's a long distance between opportunities. So once you get inside, you're not going to come back out. We've got a bustling downtown that's being developed. We've got a beautiful thing that's going on up in the Design District in Midtown. I hope that those developments will be able to keep their momentum in the face of some of the developments that are on the horizon potentially. Matt.
Kevin from Parkland. I can't believe the run-up in costs for the Florida College prepaid plan.
Well, Kevin, you're not alone. It seems that this is something that's in the line of fire today. I know that originally some of my friends paid as little as $9,000 for all 4 years. What's the price this year? Almost $50,000. So that's right. You, as a normal average person, probably can't afford to save for your son or daughter's college education under the Florida prepaid college education plan anymore. It's gotten out of hand. I got to tell you is that Jimmy Tate made a great deal on the Omni, but Jimmy Tate's dad, Stanley Tate, the father of this program, is really taking it in the shorts. This is horrible what they've done. It really, really is a bad thing, but you've got to have high quality education. You've got to have access to the high quality education, and it's got to be in the public sector. You've heard Dr. Denslow, the dean of Florida Economics, talk about that. You've heard us talk about that on the show. You've heard other people talk about it. It's not just the jobs. It's the careers, and the careers come from people that have higher education, and higher education is what we need. We got a phone call. Who's on?
Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
You know, I've been very active in the rental apartment market in Broward County last year. And I've noticed that numerous, probably as many as 12 or so sites in Northwest Broward have gone under contract, yet not one of them, has actually closed escrow. What's your read on that?
Well, that's interesting that you should say that. And Sandy, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a fan of the show. What my take on that is that people are getting projects under control and properties under control, but they're not able to capitalize it. We have a number of people that are approaching us on a daily basis about helping them to capitalize their multifamily development transactions. Not all of them will be successful, and the most successful may be the large publicly held REITs who don't need to raise financing. But if you need financing, it's not easy to get vertical and lift your project today. You need a lot of equity. You need a lot of credibility. You need to be able to guarantee the loan. So already you need a whole lot of cash and a whole lot of equity. We can help. If somebody is looking to capitalize a project, they can always give us a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Sandy, thanks for calling in. I hope I answered your question. How are we doing on time? We're okay. Is it time to go? No, we're going to keep talking. I've got three more minutes to talk. All right, great. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to do some more emails. We have any left, Matt?
Actually, you know, on this list, that's it.
Oh,
we got a little bit about if you wanted to touch on.
No, we'll talk about the rants later. We're going to rant about the downtown CRA. You heard me talk a little bit about that earlier. We're going to talk about the NBA lockout, and we're going to talk more about public education. We'll be right back after this short break with Dr. David Williams. We're going to be talking about the U.S. economy. Stick with us. You'll have some fun.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right, we're back with more Freed on Business. We've got my favorite economist, Dr. David Williams here on the show. Dr. David Williams, who's been an economist for the state of Florida for many governors, and is a sharp guy, called the stock market going up to 12,000, but then it's kind of come back down. So what do you got for me for now to year end in C1 2012, Dave?
Well, nice to see you there, Jim.
Always a pleasure.
Go Gators.
You got it, dude.
Maybe next season.
Huh? Well, you know, they may win a game before the Heat does.
Ooh. Well, I want to talk about the stock market first. And what most people's perception of the stock market is, we're down over the year. If you look at what's happened this year, we've had a European debt crisis. We've had an S&P downgrade.
For the U.S. economy.
For the U.S. economy. And for
we've got China starting to hollow out a little bit. We're starting to pull the skirt up on China and not liking what we see there.
We've had an embarrassing debacle in Washington with the Congress and the president and the debt ceiling. But basically, if you look at the stock market indices, we're exactly where we were December 31st. We're within about a percent. So when you think of everything that's gone on to having, you know, basically had a 0% growth or lack of growth is not too shabby. I mean,
so we've been able to sail our ship into the headwinds and still maintain our course.
Yeah, we haven't gone anywhere, but we're
on not. We haven't gone backwards.
We haven't gone backwards, and you would think with all the turmoil, the economic turmoil politically and worldwide, that we'd be down 10-15%. And that is, I think, most people's perception, but the reality is we're flat.
Cool.
For 2012, if things can stabilize, you know, 10-20%, 2012, if it wasn't an election year, would be a banner year. And we could be talking 20-25%. But I think realistically, with the presidential election and all the uncertainty, 10-15% is still on the cards.
Okay, so we've recorded this, and we'll take a look back at the end of next year to see how you did 15 months in advance.
He's much more optimistic now than last time he was here.
He's an optimistic dude.
Yeah, you know, the cup's always half full, right?
Exactly.
And I'd like to remind your viewers that I hit it on the nail December 31st.
Actually, you nailed it on the head.
I nailed it.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's it's, you know, you're having our problem with our U.S.-based colloquialisms there.
I've been here a long time. I should be getting better at this, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. But you went back. Didn't you just go back to Wales over the past few weeks?
Yes, I went back to help the Welsh economy.
And how was that?
In time of need. Beautiful.
Yeah? Did you spend a lot of money?
I did my bit.
Was it really green there?
It was as green as my valley.
Oh, that's beautiful. What do you got? You know, I need more than just Welsh kibitzing here.
Green Valley?
Yeah.
That was an Oscar-winning movie back in the 30s.
Day. I'm thinking like the Jolly Green Giant. I don't know.
We'll talk about that later. That's because you're the food guy. Okay. So is the U.S. economy showing signs of life? Because that's sort of what you would indicate, Dave.
It is. I mean, it's never all 100% positive or 0% negative, but there are signs of optimism.
Spoken like a true economist.
Well, not all economists are optimistic, but I would say, you know, we're going to have a strong quarter of U.S. corporate profits.
Okay.
Everybody talks about doom and gloom, but the U.S. corporate profits are going to be strong.
Well, wait. The reason that people talk doom and gloom is because they're small business people or individuals that they think that the corporations are rolling over them. So if the corporations are going to roll out big profits, it may actually have a backlash of some sort.
Well, hopefully these businesses are actually going to then start hiring people.
God forbid. They're sitting on all this cash, Dave.
Nothing wrong with that sometimes. The euro crisis appears to be cleaning up.
Really?
There's going to be, absolutely. There's been deals with Germany and France, and that will be solidified, hopefully, at the beginning of November the 1st. So the euro crisis, not that it will be completely solved, because countries like Greece are still down in the toilet, but there could be some good news on the European crisis.
Very cool.
In terms of cons for next year and this year, you know, there's a lack of confidence in the economy.
Really?
We're getting beaten over the head with
bad news.
I love your sarcasm.
Thank you.
Yes. But, you know, we haven't had a negative quarter of GDP growth since 2009.
Spoken like a true economist. So
and as you know, Jim, being a University of Florida graduate,
it takes two negative quarters in a row to make a recession.
Two negative quarters, consecutive quarters of negative real GDP growth for there to be a recession.
Now, wait a minute. Was one of those quarters or two of those quarters of consecutive growth when they were drawing down and then replenishing the storehouses and warehouses? It was sort of fake growth because everybody let everything run down?
Not necessarily, but thanks for your point. So, you know, we haven't had, you know, we've had four.
He's terrific.
We had negative growth the last two quarters of 08 and the first two quarters of 09.
Okay.
I'm not saying we're going to get spectacular growth now, but, you know, you're going to see growth in the 0.5% or 1.5% range. Nothing spectacular is not going to lower the unemployment rate, and we're not going to have a double-dip recession.
Okay, but how about jobs? When are we going to see jobs come back, Dave?
Sluggish, very sluggish. I can just see this unemployment rate persisting now.
It seems to me that the unemployment rate is a direct result of the fact that our structural nature of our economy changed, that there's much more technology there, that as you grow your business, you're not going to hire as many people. I simply look at my own small business, which is service-oriented, high intensity in that regard. And in the past, when we would grow, we would first grow by adding assistants, you know, that would type your letters, do this, do that. You don't need an assistant anymore.
Increased productivity leads to less people being needed, absolutely.
So this is like another industrial revolution.
Of sorts, a technological revolution we've had.
But I still think that we have a good shot because Pittsburgh totally remade itself from the industrial revolution times. Just 20 years ago, it became a high-tech hub. I don't see why we can't do that in the rest of America if people just come along.
We need people with leadership and common sense.
Well, oh. there goes Washington, D.C. right
that's
out in
right.
the toilet.
That's right.
They thumped. Yeah, heard you and they went bump.
Yeah, right. That was them. That was them falling off the log. Oh,
exactly.
Oh, well, hopefully we can find a leader that'll be, you know, a nice rudder. But so, who do you think is to blame for the debt run up here in the United States? Because I think that's the real damper on growth.
Can I say in one letter?
Yeah,
it's a letter between A and Z.
W. Okay, W. Very good, very good. You should have told me. I was close. I said U.
Yeah, you went too far away. I'm a bit disappointed you're going to blame me for the debt crisis, but...
Not at all. Well, I didn't mean you personally. I meant the consumer.
Well, looking at statistics for the U.S. economy, and when you look at the presidents and how the national debt rose during their terms of office, not to say that just because the president is all to blame for this, but...
No, I remember when I was in Econ 101 in Gainesville, and Ronald Reagan was the president, and he was cutting taxes and raising spending, and I didn't see how the heck that worked out. And we had deficits that we couldn't get rid of for three presidents after that.
Well, when Reagan came into office, that was the last time in 1981 that the national debt was under a trillion. It was at $995 billion.
Okay.
When he left, it was $2.7 trillion.
So he tripled it.
He tripled it. Under
Jimmy Carter.
Under Jimmy Carter, we went from literally about $250 billion. Uh-huh. So there was nothing there. The first George, Daddy Bush, uh-huh. It went from $2.9 trillion to $4.3 trillion.
That's really not that bad.
Nothing too dramatic. Under Bill Clinton.
It went down. It went to zero, right?
No. It started, the national debt started at $4.3 trillion, ended up at
$5.7 Oh, we're talking about the total pile of debt as opposed to the balancing of the budget. No. I apologize. This is an aggregation.
This is an aggregation because, yes, we did under Clinton have periods of federal surpluses.
Right.
But remember, the national debt is the sum of the past federal deficits and surpluses.
Okay.
So we still ended up...
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you. Going from 4.4 to 5.7, which over an 8-year term, again, not too dramatic.
Okay.
Then we get to W. We start off at $5.8 trillion in 2001, we end up at $11.9 trillion,
and this is the fiscally responsible Republican, fully controlled Congress and presidency that did this.
Fiscally irresponsible.
Okay.
So basically, that was where things really took off under the 8 years of Bush.
Okay.
And as you say, you know, when you think of Republicans fiscally conservative,
really hasn't added up.
And then Obama has been blamed with a lot of the debt problems. However, he inherited a huge problem.
Okay. Well, so now we know who's to blame. Who do you think would be the best president for the economy in the next year's election? Who's the best president? You're an economist. So who's the economist's choice?
I'm going to say a non-extremist. I'm not going to give you a name. I'm going to say a non-extremist. This country is not just made up of right-wing Tea Partiers and left-wing bleeding heart liberals. We need some common sense in the middle.
Yeah, but the problem
and
is
and
that
it's lacking.
You can't win a primary if you're in the middle, because the only people that vote in the primaries are the radicals on the right or the left, depending on the primary that you're talking about. That's why I'm a registered purple.
What was that?
A registered what?
I'm a registered independent.
You know, in the UK,
purple.
Up
purple.
Until a few years ago, it was a two-party system. It was Labour,
red
Conservative.
And blue.
Conservative was the Republicans, Labor was the Democrats.
Yeah, I know.
Now there's a three-party system.
I think you're heading in that direction.
And it's complicated things a little bit, because now you have shared coalition governments,
you have to have
which
coalitions.
You've never had before.
Yeah.
But this country...
we're heading that way.
Things need to change.
We're heading that way. We need a good, solid government. Next week we're going to have one of the guys that's running for Congress who's looking to change things on the show, and we'll see what he has to say, and we'll go from there. This guy's running against Alan West, so it'll be interesting to see what happens.
You know, unfortunately, it's set up right now. We're just in a situation, the way Congress president is made up, we have paralysis.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. What we have
status quo.
Well, what we have is they're constantly fighting. They're constantly fighting to the death, and the people that are dying are the people that are the citizens. They don't realize that their job is to help us. I think that the entire word stewardship has been thrown down the toilet.
Yeah. If you like status quo, you're in a great position right now, but now you need action. And the whole thing with the Obama jobs taxing over $1 million, just a setup for his election bid.
It just seems like what they're doing is continuing to drive a wedge between the populace. First, it was the race card. Then it was the different social stratas fighting against each other. It really stinks. But, Dave, I appreciate you coming in today. It's the start of the fourth quarter. I guess we won't see you again until January. Is that the story?
I was hoping just before Christmas.
All right. You're back just before Christmas. You'll be everybody's stocking stuffer for Christmas. I want to thank Dr. David R. Williams for coming in today. David, thank you so much. We'll be right back with Peter Cassis telling you about what you should do in your small business technology world. Back, make sure you ride the storm out. All right, that just shows how old I am. I just absolutely love that song. And make sure you ride the storm out that David says is over already. Okay, remember to save the date on November 4th. Join me and the folks at NAOP for their chapter meeting. We're going to have a Dealmakers Roundtable. It'll be held at Nova Southeastern University at the Huizenga School of Business, Carl DeSantis Building, 3301 College Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The program will be on November 4th. It'll start at 7:30 in the morning. Make sure you're there. It'll be great networking opportunities. For more information, go to www.naiopfl.org. Again, naiop.info@naiopsfl.org, or you can call 954-990-5116. And remember, you can still register for the ULI Members Only Marlins Ballpark Tour. Give them a call at 1-800-321-5511. It'll be next Wednesday, October 19th. We'll all meet at 5 o'clock. I'll be there. I'll be looking for my seat behind home plate. Hopefully, you'll find yours there, too. It'll be at the Marlins Ballpark, 1390 Northwest 7th Street on the second floor. We'll have Claude Delhomme, Jeff King, Carl Ebert, John Lloyd, and Brett Dubach. Make sure you're there. Call 1-800-321-5011.
Buying insurance has become as easy as point and click. However, knowing what is right for you individually or for your company can be extremely challenging. Matthew Gold and Corporate Benefit Planning are here to help. Matthew's team has over 30 years of insurance experience. Matthew and his team of experts will be glad to review what your needs are, what your status is, or just answer any questions you may have. Arrange a free evaluation now. You'll be glad you did. Call Matthew Gold at Corporate Benefit Planning at 305-215-7881 now for your free evaluation.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We're back with more Fried on Business, and we welcome Peter Cassis of PDC Technologies. Peter, welcome to the show, and tell me, why do I need PDC?
Jim, nice to be back. Well, why do you need PDC? PDC Technologies specializes in small business support services. We're a turnkey provider. We provide every type of IT service you could imagine, any type of service that you need. Over the years, we've really custom tailored our offerings to be an all-inclusive, one-stop IT shop for small businesses.
Now, I know as a small business person that IT is something that I need all the time, never understand, and don't realize that I need any help until I need the help. So if I'm having an emergency, can you help me out?
Absolutely. We can help you out, but we really believe in being proactive as opposed to being reactive.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, that means basically we have several different methods by which we go in. It's really a custom tailored support service depending on your business. We have engineering companies. We have a bunch of lawyers under contract. We have every type of industry you can imagine we have. So it's really a custom tailored service.
So you're providing that service to lawyers, law firms, accounting firms, engineering firms, real estate firms, all kinds of business services firms. And if somebody has an emergency, they can call you on your cell phone. They can get the help desk. There's an emergency situation always available.
Absolutely. We have a dedicated staff available 24/7. We have a help desk services. We have regional techs that are in every different major tri-city area. We have Broward. We have Miami. We go down to the Keys. We go up to West Palm Beach. And we have techs that are just driving around all day that are able to respond to those emergencies that you have. But again, our services are really tailored around being proactive as opposed to reactive, meaning that we go out and we do monthly maintenance checks on all the workstations. We make sure that all the servers are up to date. We have active monitoring software that actively maintains and monitors your IT infrastructure and lets us know before you know that there's an issue.
And you can also help somebody remotely, right?
Absolutely. We have our help desk. That's really our first line of support. You can call the help desk, have access to somebody immediately. You're not going to get a machine. You're going to get a live person, and that person will be able to help you right away.
Well, that sounds terrific. Now, Peter, what makes PDC different? Because it sounds like you do what a lot of people do.
Sure. IT guys are honestly a dime a dozen. Wherever you turn, you see signs for, come to my house.
Yeah, unemployed construction worker, but now I know how to do your computer.
Yeah, it's funny. The other day I was driving down the street and I see a sign that says, "We'll fix your IT at your house starting at $7. Really? Who can afford to, go out on site for, you get what you pay for. So basically, our service differs because there are, again, our services are custom tailored to the client. Okay, we are 100% dedicated in making sure that the client is operational. The client is going to be up 100% without having any kind of downtime. Okay, we have comprehensive backup services. We have, again, our remote help desk is available 24/7. Absolutely.
So it's 24/7, 365.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's say that I had something come up in my computer and I needed help and it crashed and the only solution was to, reboot it. I'm freaking out. I don't have time. I'm away from the office. I was working on it remotely, whatever. Can you send somebody over to my office if there's nobody there? And can they help me if security lets them in?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Again, we have people driving around all different regions. Our typical response time is within the hour on site.
Wait. You said you respond within the hour on site?
Absolutely.
Well, that makes you different right there.
There you go. So, absolutely. Again, our services are tailored. We know what businesses need. We know how they function and what they need to function properly, efficiently. And that's what we specialize in. And honestly, that's what makes us different from every other IT company out there. I have gone to countless number of meetings with new prospective clients, and I'm competing with 3 or 4 or 5 other IT companies out there. And they ask me the same question: what makes you guys different? And I explain that to them. And eventually we win the contract and they come back to me, a month later and say, you know what? You guys really are different. What you were telling us initially about your, custom tailored, very proactive support really does make a difference, and it's something that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I know that you've got our firm as a client. I know you have the law firm across the hall as a client. Right. You're at our offices, either at our office or the guy across the hall or one of your tech guys is, all the time, checking on things, making sure things are tuned up, making sure everybody's got great service. It's just really interesting to see the way that you've helped to matriculate our technology in our office from what was a system that always crashed, was very difficult, probably had a bunch of defense problems, to something that's brand new, smoking hot, working fast, always working right. I mean, I really love it.
Sure. And I'll tell you another difference that separates us from virtually every other IT company out there is that our goal is not to hit you up initially with a huge hourly, you know, tag or bill. Our intention is to develop a long-term business relationship with the client. So our business model centers around fixed cost IT support. So I would say probably more than 95% of our clients are currently on a fixed cost IT contract. What that does for you, it enables you to budget and say, okay, look, I'm not going to spend more than X amount of dollars a month on IT services. And our IT services are unlimited. We have 24-hour access, okay? And that is beneficial in several ways to the client. One, again, it allows you to budget your costs. These are tough times, and that is really a helpful tool. Secondly, you don't have to sit there and track every single minute that your IT people are on site because you're afraid they're going to just, you know.
Oh, no, it's horrible. You think that the meter's running the minute that the guy walks in, and it just keeps on going and going and going, and he's finding more problems to run out the bill.
Sure. We like the fixed cost business model on our end because we don't have the pressure of having somebody constantly over our back watching and taking track of every minute. We like to sit down and talk to people and figure out what their problems are. And sometimes, you know, we can't do that if we're on the clock.
That really is great. So then you're a consultative technology company, not somebody that jams a solution down somebody's throat and it makes a square peg into a round hole. You listen and respond.
Absolutely. Again, our intention is to develop a long-term business relationship with the client. We want them to be a client forever. And how do we do that? We make them happy. We want them to feel like, you know, they can't get this service anywhere else.
It's absolutely great stuff, Peter. I want to thank you so much. Am I missing one of the other things that differentiates your service? I know you've got a whole list of things. I know every day.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'll just give you a quick rundown of our listings. We offer comprehensive backup services. We've partnered with a company that we have a dedicated hosting facility that we have servers offsite. We can do offsite replication, offsite backup of your infrastructure. We can provide virtual CIO services. If you're looking to move offices, you know, we can come in and just plan how you can move forward. We're Dell certified channel partners. We can get you great deals on Dell equipment.
Excellent. Wait a minute. Say that again. You can help people get deals on their computer equipment?
Absolutely. Not
well,
that only
makes
that,
a difference.
But we offer, we're authorized partners with Windstream Communications. So we can go in, analyze your bill for your voice and data services, and we can say, look, we can. Most times we go in and we slash your telecom services by half.
No, we love that at our office.
Yeah. No, well, you guys just recently switched to Windstream as well.
Yeah, I never noticed the difference.
Yeah,
I never
absolutely.
Noticed the difference.
Other than the 60% savings that you guys are experiencing.
Well, I'm talking about the service. The accounting department notices the difference in pricing.
Sure.
Now, Peter, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, you can do it one of several ways. Our phone number is 877-PDC-0678. Again, that's 877-732-0678. Or you can reach us at our website, which is www.pdctech.com.
All right, Peter Cassis, looking forward to having you on the show again in a couple of weeks. Peter will be a regular on the show. Make sure you get your questions to us on technology. Email us, call us. Peter will be here to answer your questions. We'll be right back after this short break with our segment on executive wellness. Lolly Green and Victor Franks coming up next.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with our final segment here on Fried on Business. It's our executive wellness, and we've got Lolly Green on. Lolly, welcome back from Atlanta. How are the kids?
Everyone's fine, Jim, and I'm glad to be back.
All right, well, we recently discussed bullying in the workplace, and I know that while you were up in Atlanta, there was an article on that. What was the conclusion reached in that article, Lolly?
Okay, the article focused on, instead of focusing on the bully, which is the victimizer, it focused on the victim and stated that there are ways that the victim can contribute to his or her own situation, and much of that is attitude, the way that the person perceives what's going on, internalizes it, and then either acts or sits and takes on the role of the victim, which, of course, is not the right thing to do.
Right.
Did I make that clear?
You definitely did. What's the next point?
Okay, well, in this situation, if somebody is taking some bullying from somebody, and this is in the workplace, they need to learn, first of all, how to ignore it, if that's possible at all, and that requires a certain amount of self-discipline, but it can be done. And why do we want to do that? Because it's no fun to bully someone unless they react. If a person remains cool, calm, and collected, and does whatever it is they're supposed to be doing, the bully will eventually, it may take one or two tries, but the bully will tire of bullying because they're not getting the results that they really desire out of the situation.
So
secondly, the person has to be productive, stay very busy. And thirdly, most important, is to be upbeat and positive in their attitude, because that is what will destroy the bully's pleasure or whatever it is in doing the situation to someone who is otherwise a victim.
Well, Lolly, I want to thank you so much for helping us with the bullying segment today and how to react and respond to them. It's great having you back here in South Florida. Great having you back live on the show, and always great talking to you.
All right. Well, I want to give you that burst of positive energy that you seek.
Well, you did, and you gave it to our audience. Lolly Green, MSW, will have more positive energy for us next week.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again for being on the show. And now we go up to the top of the mountain in the Grand Tetons for Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks, are you out there?
I'm out here, and I'm down in the valley. I've come down a couple thousand feet.
Oh, today. You're down in the valley? Are you elk hunting this week?
Not till next week.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you got for me this week, Dr. Franks?
I have something. It's something that affects a lot of people, and it's sinus problems.
Oh, I've had sinus problems for years. Finally got a procedure done, and I got rid of them, but I still have sinus problems pretty much every morning. So this sounds great for me and probably a lot of other people.
Well, there's a lot of people who not only get sinus problems, they don't know what to do about them. And one of the worst things you can do is get hooked in decongestants.
Oh, yeah, that Afrin stuff. I knew about that. You can't do that.
It works great. for a few times and get the rebound effect. So that's not a good solution. And some of the things that cause your sinus problems in the first place is probably the number one offender is dairy products.
You're kidding.
Whether it's milk, yogurt, cheeses of all sorts, just, you know, your typical dairy lineup. And fortunately, these days, there's a lot of alternatives. You can have rice milk. Coconut milk is one of my new favorites, the kind that you find in the refrigerated section, not the canned stuff.
Well, Victor, wait a minute. So the dairy, why? Because that makes mucus?
Yeah, your body creates mucus because, let's face it, cow's milk is designed to turn a little calf, which I see around my area where I live all the time, takes a little calf and turns into a big cow in a year, and it's just too much for the human body. It's too concentrated, so consequently, the body, the way it reacts, is it forms mucus. So it's
a bad deal.
Well,
What can we do to mitigate all that stuff about our sinuses?
Well, you know, besides the rice milk, coconut milk, the goat cheese, it's if you can stand the smell and the different taste, it's not a bad substitute. But also wheat. A lot of people are allergic to wheat, and that can also create sinus problems. So your solution there is sprouted grains, sprouted breads, and cereals.
Wow.
Which is available also in the health food store in the refrigerated or frozen section. And even, you know, some allergies, of course, are going to cause sinus problems. And this is something that works for some people, but not all, but get local raw honey. It's got to be raw, and it's got to be locally produced.
Oh, because that has the pollen from the local plants,
yeah.
And that'll inoculate you.
Exactly.
Cool.
But,
you know, I know a couple of things.
You know a lot more than you let on. And obviously don't smoke cigarettes. You know, not a good idea in any situation. But there's some of the solutions.
Can't
I'm
have everything,
here. These are simple, but and some of them may sound kind of weird, but would you expect anything less?
Not from you, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, first of all, your head, your cranium isn't just one big solid bone. It's a collection of plates. It's kind of like California. And so if you can put your fingertips right down the center stripe of the top of your head and just gently pull out with your fingertips, pull down and out, you'll actually feel your bones slightly move, and that alone can start to help open your sinuses. That's one thing.
Well, I know that. I'm doing that now. You got five guys in the studio all scratching their head trying to figure out that spot. We got about a minute and a half left, Dr.
Okay,
Franks.
Well, I got to hurry then.
Got to run.
Don't forget the tips of your toes and the side of your big toe, but the very tips of your toes are a direct link to your sinuses, and it's too long of an explanation why.
No, but I've seen that in operation. I know that you can, I've seen it when I've had a head cold or a stuffy nose. There's certain pressure points that are manipulated that relieve all that.
Well, in the toes, well, in the face, you know, if you want to go a lot closer to the source, there's two parallel lines on your face. There's one that goes right through the center of your eye, so start right in the middle of your forehead, directly above your pupil, and dig around in there, and you'll find a really sore point. And then go straight down from there, and right in the middle of your eyebrow, there's a little indentation, and dig in there. And these things
will, oh!
Yeah,
ow!
Even if you don't have sinus problems, it gets pretty sensitive. And then straight down through the eye, and right on your cheekbone, right on that vertical line, those three points,
whoa,
is one line, and then you go to the inside of your eye, right on the inside, right at the top of your nose there, and dig around in there. That's your major, the number one sinus point. Dig in there,
ooh,
and then go straight down your nose to the outside edge of your nostril and dig in there.
Oh.
Those five points will certainly wake you up.
It worked here. We got a bunch of guys here doing all that. We're all breathing. It's unfortunate that we're in the studio, which smells like, well, we won't go into that. Dr. Franks, I can't thank you enough for climbing down off the top of the mountain to join us today.
One more thing.
Give it to me, bud.
Aromatherapy, peppermint and or eucalyptus. Those things work phenomenally.
Oh, I love the eucalyptus stuff. That's great.
And the last thing, it sounds completely ridiculous, but you lay face down and you bend your legs 90 degrees, so your legs are just, you know, at this 90-degree bend, and then you go back and forth crossing your ankles one way, then the other, back and forth, 25 times at least.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It's nuts, I know, but it works, especially if you've ever gotten a massage, which I know you have many times. And you get stuffed up when you're laying face down just
yes.
by bending your legs and crossing your ankles back and forth it clears you right up. It makes no sense.
All right. Well, I hear James Brown in the background, which means Juan's telling me I better book it. So, Dr. Franks, how do we get a hold of you?
305-975-8748 or
www.askdrfranks.com. Ask Dr. Franks. We always do. I'll see you next week, Dr. Franks. Get back up on that mountain and enjoy the elk hunting.
Going back up.
All right. That sugar is fine. All right. We always got Dr. Victor Franks coming up and down off the mountain, but the next person after Dr. Victor Franks is Matt Gold, chef extraordinaire. Matt, what do I got today?
We got Big Boy, Fluffy. Fluffy eggs. That's okay. What we're talking about.
All right, great. Well, give it to me.
That was a shout out to my friend Joe, but never mind. Anyway, we're cooking fluffy eggs.
Now, all right.
You want scrambled eggs? You want really tasty scrambled eggs?
I love it.
This is the real scrambled eggs. Are simple to make.
Source of vitamin D.
Simple to make. Simple, simple, simple.
All right, so get to it.
You take your two or three eggs, you crack them, you put them in a bowl, make sure there are no shells, you whip it real good. For each egg, you put in about a tablespoon or so of milk, and whip it all together. That's going to make them even fluffier. I add a little pinch of salt, a little pinch of pepper to taste. At the same time, I got my little skillet going. And we get that to a medium high heat.
Yeah, not I don't like hot. It when it turns brown.
No, you don't want it to turn really hot. You want to keep it. The truth is, with scrambled eggs, you want to cook it medium or medium low. But you want to get the temperature up initially. So we do a medium high. We put on a pat of butter as soon as you see it looks like it's hot. And then you'll notice it's hot because the butter is going to bubble. Simple enough. Once you're done with the butter, then you throw on the eggs. And it should cover the entire pan.
So wait, I throw the eggs on. I haven't cracked them, though.
No, we already talked about cracking and whipping
and milk and all
those things.
Okay, good, okay.
And then once the eggs are in the pan, we're going to take our high heat tempered spatula, and we're going to, from the edge of your saute pan or your fry pan, you're going to push the eggs from the side to the middle about 20 seconds into the cook. And what you're going to notice is, the eggs are going to start to form into those lovely lumps that we all know and love as scrambled eggs.
Okay.
And then we're going to go, around the edge of the fry pan and push to the middle and keep watching the runny part of the egg flow back where you pushed from. And it's just going to create this beautiful, lovely scrambled egg.
It sounds delicious, Matt.
And it's just a low temperature. You're going to put it on a lower temperature and you're going to cook it and it's going to be great. And you throw it on your plate and you're ready to go. I'll tell you, though, you can also add to this a little bit of cheese and, your favorite cheese, whether it be cheddar or American or whatever the case may be. And it's just fantastic.
It sounds absolutely terrific, Matt. I want to thank you so much for teaching me how to cook a good breakfast and figure out something else that I want to eat next week. And we'll cook that and then we'll all go after the show next week and have dinner at my house on me.
Awesome. You know what we could do? We could also have some of the fans out there email in what they'd like me to cook.
Okay, how do they do that, Matt?
Well, they just got to reach out to us on our website, or I should say on the fan page of Freed on Business on Facebook, and leave a note there, and we'll go from there.
All right, that sounds great. Or they can send you an email. All right, it's time for me to rant, and I am ready. But before I start ranting, I want to thank the folks at the Naples Beach Club. They're going to be providing us with our next sweepstakes win, and DataCorp is coming with their 10th anniversary show next week. But what really gets me going is the fact that people are grabbing for the money at the downtown Omni area. The Omni CRA was created and then redesigned so that it could finance a whole bunch of things. But what the number one thing that the Omni Area CRA needs to be doing is it needs to be providing jobs, education opportunities, and economic growth for the people that live in the Omni area, the people that live west of Biscayne Boulevard, not just east. The Omni CRA and all the development that's going to take place east of the CRA needs to make sure that it's also distributed to the people there. It shouldn't just go all the way to the county. Somebody in downtown Miami should not be paying for the expenses out in Homestead. So we need to keep the money in downtown. We need that money to build our infrastructure of human capital. I don't want just jobs. I want careers. And to get the careers, you'd build the human capital with the educational money that can be created from the CRA taxes generated by the new developments downtown. I want to tell the NBA, guys, I don't want to watch hockey. Baseball playoffs are almost over, and I don't have a fantasy football team. I'm waiting for you to drop the brown ball on the hardwood. Get to it. Let's go. I want to yell. I know you can hear me from my seats because I've seen you turn around. I want to see Dwayne Wade do his pull-ups. I don't know if LeBron's going to throw up the dust anymore, but I don't want to see these AAU runs across the country. I want to see NBA basketball, and I want to see it in the arena downtown, and I want to see it now. And what's the last thing that gets me going? The last thing this week is public education. You always hear me beat the drum for public education. We need good, solid public education here in South Florida so we can retrain our entire workforce to take advantage of the new economy that's coming up that you heard Dr. Dave Williams talking about. We need to keep good, solid public education available for everybody. This thing about the run-up in cost for the Porter Prepaid College Fund, that's atrocious. We need to make college education, higher and higher level education and technical education available for everybody. Everybody should have the opportunity to improve themselves, not just the wealthy elite, not just the totally downtrodden, but the middle class should have access too. It's about the middle class. People that don't have a voice, you're seeing them gather in the town squares across the country, and it's because they're dissatisfied. They're not dissatisfied with America. They're dissatisfied with their lot in America. And it's up to all of us to pull together to change that. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank our sponsor, people like PDC Technologies, Data Corp, the Naples Beach Hotel and Club. I want to make sure that you go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell our friends because we have something good to say and we're entertaining. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 5, replayed Friday at 3, replayed next Tuesday at 10. You can always catch it on the Fried on Business website. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim.